In an ideal world, the government would be an exemplary central authority that follows the rule of law and holds everybody else to the same standards. However, in reality, the government has never been that beacon. They've never been stainless. I believe that if we knew how much data is kept under wraps from us, we would be aghast with shock. I like to simplify life as much as I can. And in this case, the simplicity is that humans are prone to errors, and the government is one massive batch of people. But repercussions may be vastly different for their errors than yours and mine. But it would be foolish to believe that they've made none whatsoever. Where the government seems to win is by sowing divisions. They have these loyalists who speak on their behalf, and some of these people are intelligent enough to brand them as infallible. Another major factor is that they conceal data. Think of why conspiracy theories exist if not for people making answers because organizations are unwilling to provide some. The ICC, International Criminal Court, has recently been scrutinized for their lenience towards some European nations. Is it surprising why that is? Would they explain their actions? They prey on our attention and memory span. It is short, and they know this. The reality is that these institutions are made of people, with ideologies and the sorts. This is why they are constantly engaging in this dirty political war. What I dislike about them is that they sow divisions between civilians and nations for their benefit. Even if they have to perform immoral acts to this end. Governments are masters of denigrating. And they are, in parallel, excessive narcissists. The chief reason I assert that governments or businesses relies on the fact that they follow the same hierarchy, and are often run by businessmen. And another naked reason, is that everyone can run for governance. Owing to their hierarchy, power often falls on the lap of the CEO or president. Owing to their excessive need to control, i.e., the recent desire to control blockchain owes to their wish to keep money circulating around them. Money corrupts some people, more usually when it passes right underneath one's nose. It is really the simple things that give away the infallibility of the government, like some of them believe in Darwin's survival of the fittest model. This would assert in their minds that they are ordained to be where they are and to loot. They are supposedly the fittest. It is in how they see the power struggles of the world and their interpretation of it. Another reason would be that the world is filled with 8 billion stories and growing. And each account will have its ups and potholes, regardless of whether this person is in government. In reality, governments are a human construct and not a fact of nature. So why would it natura care for who governs? So much of life relies on the progressive minds of individuals. And the government is one of them? For example, if you cease setting expectations for the government, then you're granting them access to work with impunity. Or impetuosity. Another reason is that the government is allowed to trade. And they do this by stocks and so forth. Their market cap is unmatched because they are in everything. The government is allowed to bid and procure stuff. They can congregate and discuss relations with other nations and the perks available for it. They are made of people with sketchy histories, some of whom were voted in through bribery. To them, it is all about economics, and they have savagely misconstrued its meaning. It is all determined by economic interest, particularly in countries where mineral wealth is abundant. It's about preying upon others, and the lenses shift timelessly. Governments veto one's actions using common law that the masses may not understand, and prosecutors may not legally afford to challenge. It is about thinking and believing that one is above the law and the parent organization affirming it to be so at times. On a larger scale, it is about the universe playing its grandest game using different characters and contexts, and the asymmetric way of life and governments. It's a game more complex than Monopoly but with the same winners and losers. It is about juxtaposing scenarios onto one another and initiating wars about ideologies, because that is how one government stands to benefit from the demise of the other. And this shall be the norm. Expecting otherwise is to believe that humans can exist harmoniously indefinitely. Well, maybe. But not indefinitely, because maintaining disorder is much cheaper and easier than order. And good luck convincing an ever more increasing population to live in harmony when they could not do it with a fraction of the population a mere century ago. The government is a business. If I had to write about it all, I'd write the whole night. There are just too many things to write about. But I'll leave it here. Stay safe and take care. XOXO.